News release Governor Gretchen Whitmer today. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced action that the state of Michigan is taking action to address the nationwide baby formula shortage. The governor brought together the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, including the Women, Infants, and Children Program, WIC, and Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel to ensure parents who need formula get the resources and support they need to provide for their babies. Today I spoke with Abbott leadership and offered support to help get production back on track, said Governor Whitmer. I will do everything I can as governor to boost baby formula production, getting it from factories to store shelves and into people's homes. I know how anxious parents must feel right now, and it's crucial that they have confidence that a product is safe for their babies. I urge federal leaders to use every tool at their disposal to boost formula production. We're tackling the shortage head-on in Michigan and working with our federal and private sector partners to fix supply logistics and ensure every baby has what they need. Additionally, at the state level, I've taken action to lower costs and put money in people's pockets. We've sent out $400 auto refund checks per vehicle to every Michigan driver, and I proposed tripling the earned income tax credit in my budget to deliver a $3,000 tax refund for over 730,000 Michiganders, directly benefiting half the kids in Michigan, Governor Whitmer added. I will continue staying focused on lowering costs on essentials like formula, groceries, and gas for families by putting more money in their pockets and work with anyone to tackle supply chain challenges impacting Michiganders. Department of Attorney General. The Department of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Team is committed to identifying and investigating any instances of price gouging related to the shortage. While we have not seen a significant influx of complaints thus far, my team will remain vigilant in ensuring this shortage isn't compounded by illegal business practices that will only inflict additional harm on parents of infants right now, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said. If you suspect instances of price gouging, please report it to our office so we can take appropriate action. Complaints can be filed online through the Department of Attorney General. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services MDHHS released new guidance to help parents navigate the do's and don'ts as supply chains challenges and recalls resulted in limited supply around the country. Dose. The department recommends that families do consider trying another brand of formula, as most regular baby formulas are enough alike that most healthy babies can switch without problems. It is important that babies be fed an appropriate substitute if their usual formula is not available. All standard infant formulas for healthy babies meet the same FDA high standards for quality and nutrition. Don'ts. The department recommends that families don't feed their babies homemade formula, or watered-down, formulas to stretch them out, as these are unsafe practices. If you have concerns about infant formula, contact your healthcare provider or FDA at 1-888-INFO-FDA-1-888-463-6332. Or file a report online at MedWatch. Contact your child's healthcare provider if you are unable to access the formula your child needs. Learn more safety information on infant formula by clicking the following link. Women, Infants, and Children Program. In response to the Abbott recall, Michigan has temporarily expanded access to alternate formula options that qualify for WIC assistance, to ensure families can use their benefits on formulas readily available. Approximately 85% of formula-fed WIC participants are affected. The most up-to-date information on WIC's response to the formula recall can be found here. Michigan notified clients with food packages that contain potentially recalled formulas and directed them to step-by-step instructions on what to do for benefits already redeemed, unredeemed benefits, and special formulas. Michigan WIC staff are available to guide WIC clients to stores where a certain formula has been recently purchased. Some families may need to consider a formula change to one that is available, and in these cases, it is recommended families talk to their healthcare provider or WIC clinic for the best options. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has set up a website to ensure Americans have accurate, up-to-date information about baby formula. Learn more about the federal response by clicking here.